Welcome to the God Be Crazy podcast. We're your hosts, Christy Penny
and Bonnie Thomas. We are best friends with a joint mission to tell the world all about this crazy God who loves us. What kind of crazy, you ask?
Urban Dictionary defines crazy as someone who goes against the rules, a person who acts in a manner that normal society doesn't approve of.
We would add that crazy can be defined as enigmatic, meaning mysterious or speaking in riddles, often misunderstood.
God tells us in Isaiah 55:8-9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts."
Yet even though he is enigmatic, he tells us in 7 places in Scripture that if we seek him, we will find him when we search with all of our heart. Journey with us as we seek him and explore even more evidence that confirms God be crazy. Welcome back to God Be Crazy. And in case you didn't already know, God does, in fact, be crazy. Yeah. So if you have heard any episodes with us, you probably know that we've been through some crazy things, or we have experienced some crazy things with God. That is the whole premise of this podcast, because he does be crazy all the time. Actually, the origin of this, the whole title, God Be Crazy, was years ago when crazy things would happen and God would speak to us through that, or guide us through that, yep, or showed up in crazy ways. We'd be like, "Jesus, be crazy, friend." And we would like squeal, yep, together, and we just kept saying, "Jesus, be crazy." And then we realized one day, actually, when we were preparing for this podcast to launch, we were like, you know, actually, God being the Father is the crazy one. Like,
yeah,
Jesus is the Son. But so we may need to change that phrase from Jesus be crazy to God be crazy. And so we say that to each other, have said that to each other for years
yeah,
because of all the ways that he shows up, or the ways he shocks us, or the things he asks us to do. And so this podcast title is literally because that's what we experience.
Yeah.
And if you read anything, if you read the Bible at all, you're going to run into many stories of how God be crazy.
Yeah.
He does crazy things. He does seemingly irrational things.
Yeah.
If you could pull back the curtain, you can see, oh, he knew what he was doing all along. You know, I just think the Red Sea just dropped into my head. Like, that is a bananas story. Like, water from this giant sea just pulled back and was dry, and his people walked out on dry ground. And then, oh, the Egyptians followed them thinking, oh yeah, we'll cross on this dry ground too. What did they think? And then wrong, you're getting swallowed up, and they drown. That is absolutely wild.
Yeah.
Wild. And that's just one of a ton. And if you're not sure where you might find some of these crazy stories, I would say like a condensed version of some of the wild ones are in Hebrews 11, because it talks about by faith, of these people who followed God did these crazy things because God told them something or guided them to do something. And so they had to step out in faith and believe that what God was telling them or showing them may have seemed a little bit bananas, may have seemed a little bit crazy, or didn't make sense in their little human brains. But in fact, he was doing something much greater than they could not totally conceive of. So they had to step out in faith to walk out what he was saying. And much like anytime God is calling us to do something, he doesn't tell us all the things he knows, because then we wouldn't have faith. Because faith is, by definition, if you look at Hebrews 11, I'm just going to read it. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." This is what the ancients were commended for. And it goes forth and talks about some of the ancient prophets or believers and God's leaders that followed him, even when they didn't have complete rational reason to do so.
Yeah.
And so faith is literally being able to believe something you can't fully prove. It has not been shown to you. It has not been completely proven. And often, I think sometimes the reason we call it crazy is it doesn't make sense in our logical brains just yet, or we don't have key parts of the information that would make it make sense. And so when we act in faith, that can look like you are also crazy for believing something. Like one of the basis of what we believe as Christians is that Jesus is God's son, mm-hmm. and that he came to earth, was born of a virgin. Crazy.
Yep.
An angel said, you know, you've just conceived from the from God's kid. Excuse me. You know, that's wild. And then that man lived for 33 years and died for everyone. And then 3 days after that death, rose again. Crazy. Then walked the earth all along with a bunch of dead people that rose up out of their graves. Crazy. And if you believe that, just by saying I'm a Christian, I follow Christ, I follow a man, or I believe in this man that came, that's actually God in the flesh, that is crazy. That is illogical, you know? It doesn't make sense, because most people, I don't know about you, friend, but most people don't know somebody that was dead and then like woke up on the third day because God woke him up and then walked to the earth and showed everybody their scars. That's bananas.
And yet we believe that that is exactly what happened.
Right.
And so if that is the whole foundation of our faith and what we believe, then all the other stories in Scripture, all the other people who lived out some crazy things that God told them, or lived out lives of surrender to God and Christ and what they believed, shouldn't come as a surprise to us. And furthermore, in present times with our own lives, it should not be so surprising when God is doing something that doesn't look exactly rational. In fact, I've heard someone say, I don't know who said this. If it's you, I'm sorry. I don't remember. But all truth comes from God ultimately, so you shouldn't need the quote. But someone said, "If because God works in such seemingly irrational ways, he doesn't trust." He was like, I don't trust it if it's not irrational a little bit, because that's just what he does. If you read the scripture, it rarely, whenever it makes sense, it's rarely God.
That is so true.
And so whenever it's crazy, that's when you should tune in and be like, okay, he has a pattern here. Yes. If history should repeat itself like it does in scripture, it should be a little bit off. It should be a little bit wacky. Yeah. It should require you to stretch your little rational mind outside the boxes to think, okay, we might be dealing with God, because God does be crazy. So that's my basis for it. When someone tells me, God told me, I've had people tell me, God promised me this or God promised me that. And I'm like, probably so. Sounds about right. You know, especially when it doesn't look like it's about to come to fruition. I'm like, yep, sounds like him. And it won't be in your power, because we know he's going to show you how weak you are before you get there. You know, if the Bible and our own lives are any testament. Gosh, yes, totally. So, in Hebrews, you asked me, actually, we started this topic, you just turned to me and said, friend, what does faith mean to you?
Yeah.
And I said,
So the reason that I asked that, we always pray to see what God wants us to talk about for these podcasts. You know, it's never what Bonnie and I decide. It's what the Holy Spirit puts on our heart. And so we've been praying as we get ready to podcast the last week or so. We've been praying for God to give us the topic that he wants us to have, conversations that he wants us to bring up, or scripture to meditate on and pray on. And we've been doing that and praying. And today, while I was preparing for the podcast, I was asking God again, you know, what do you want? And I kept getting the feeling, the message that it was going to be on faith. And I was like, faith. And so I was thinking about all the ways that God is faithful. And then I kind of got a nudge from the Holy Spirit. It's like, no, not how God is faithful. Yes, that's true, but how you have faith. And I'm like, how do mm-hmm. I have faith? And so I start thinking about the ways that I have faith and what you just said about believing, just mm-hmm. believing who Jesus is and that that's true. Mm-hmm. That to me has always been like the most clear way that I show my faith. Is by believing that God is who he says he is, that Jesus Christ is who he said he is, and he died for my sins, and he rose from the grave 3 days later, and believing all of those things is what my faith was. And I kept getting this nudge from the Holy Spirit, and I'm like, what? There's something more to this that you're wanting me to dig into, and I'm curious what you're talking about. So he reminded me just of some things that's been happening in my life in the last few years and in your life in the last few years, and this podcast being one of those things, mm-hmm. and the nonprofit that we've been working on, the Solomon Center, and Smash Mamas, our new business, for those of y'all who don't know. We're opening a rage room. It will be open very soon. And
in Central Arkansas, yeah, where we live.
In Central Arkansas, and it's... We didn't necessarily want to do a rage room.
We didn't want to do a rage room. That's the truth. It's plain and simple.
Yeah. And so for him to say, this is what I'm mm-hmm. asking you to do, that was for us. This is a faith journey. You know, we're going to do what he says to do. There are reasons behind it that we don't explain to other people, but that he gives to us. And so we know what those are. And watching him lead and guide our lives is very faith building. But for me, in my perspective, the way that I understood faith
was very linear. I believe all the things that the Bible says about how Jesus was created and his life story and how he lived and died mm-hmm. and rose again. I believe all of those things. And I thought that just believing those things was faith in a nutshell. And I guess it is faith in a nutshell. There's way more to faith than just those things. Some people call it crazy faith, and I guess that's what I was thinking about sometimes, because when I feel like this sometimes, and this is an example kind of, if God tells me something and I see that come to fruition, I just believe what he told me. I don't feel like that I have to have faith, in quotes. Mm-hmm. I have quote hands. Y'all can't see me, so... I don't feel like I have to have faith, in quotes, to believe that God's mm-hmm. going to do what he said, because in my mind, he always does what he says, because he's God. He cannot lie, right? Yeah. And so if God tells me something, for instance, if he tells me something for someone else or about someone else, like for instance, for you, he's told me things for you before. And if I tell you that, I believe mm-hmm. when I tell you that's going to happen. There's no question on my end if mm-hmm. that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to fruition and you're like, friend, he did what he said. I'm like, yeah, I know. No, he said he was going to do it. Like, that's what I expected.
Yeah.
To me, it wasn't faith on my end. But as we've talked about it today, and as we've read in Hebrews and learned all about the faith journeys of people throughout the Bible, and even us just talking, you've helped me to see that it is faith that's me showing faith. When God tells me to tell you something and that's going to happen, my willingness mm-hmm. to step out and tell you something that might be hard for you to believe or mm-hmm. hard for you to hear or, you know, mm-hmm. see how that could happen, my telling you that is faith. It's my faith on my part to know that God's going to do what God said he's going to do. And when I'm telling you that, it shows that I believe he's going to do what he says he's going
to
do.
If he spoke that and you didn't believe him, you probably wouldn't have the faith to even speak it to me or speak it to whomever you were supposed to speak it to obey.
Yeah.
Because sometimes whenever he does tell you things, he tells you to shut your mouth or he tells you to do something with it.
Yeah.
And so it is faith to take an action to follow that up because you do believe it. And I was explaining that to you. I was like, no, just because he said it doesn't mean that you automatically have this knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah, I believe it already. I already know.
But that's because faith is already in you. And so you're just acting on who you are. You are a faith-filled person. You're just being normal. But that's not normal. I was like, that's not normal, friend. That's not what everybody does. Many people who profess to be Christians would get something like that and go, ooh, this is, what are you sure? How do you know? Especially if it's not rational.
Yeah.
Especially if it doesn't make sense to what you've currently seen in your life to date. You know, there was a time in my life where someone who was not supposed to ever have a baby, God told me they were going to have a baby. And let me tell you, all the Christians that didn't believe that, most people didn't. And it created, honestly, quite a bit of chaos because I was told, you can't say that. How do you know that? And it's not rational. The doctors have proven this can't happen. And then, well, but God said it can. And to me, I'm just like, no, God said it. Kind of like you, like, this is what he said. It doesn't matter that there's not scientific evidence to prove that it can happen. It will happen. That's just period.
Because God is God. Is God, and he's sovereign, and he cannot lie. And if he told you it's going to happen.
Happening.
It's happening.
Take it to the bank.
And I guess I understand some people because I know this. I've had very good friends and family, and even honestly not friends and not family, go, how do you know it was God that told you?
I get that. I mean,
and
because it didn't tell them.
My thing is, I believe it's the same. If you read the Bible teaches you that the sheep know his voice.
Exactly. I was just about to say
that. We know our Father. He is my holy papa. I have a relationship with him. Do I know everything he's ever going to do? No, because I'm not omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. I'm none of those things. God is. And I trust him. Mm-hmm. I trust him with everything in me. And if he tells me something, take it to the bank. It's happening. Mm-hmm. I believe it. It may not always happen in my timing because I don't always understand his timing. It may happen differently than I think, but if he says it's happening one way or another, it will happen.
And he's sovereign.
He cannot.
So any kind of person can impede upon it. It can still happen,
still happen. It may not look the way we think it's going to look or happen the way we think, but it's not about us. Mm-hmm. He said it's happening, so it's happening.
Yeah.
And I just, it's funny as, just like you said, you know, a lot of people question that faith. And it's hard for me to wrap my mind around it because I believe him. I just believe him.
Yeah. And that is, you just got to know you're just different. And because why? I mean, there's so many scriptures that remind us not to trust in our own understanding, but lean not into your own understanding. God did not put that in the Bible for no good reason. It is on repeat because he knew whenever he told us something that didn't line up with what we're seeing right in front of our faces or what we've known to be true in the history or the past or with science or medicine or whatever, you know, if it doesn't line up with what our experience is, our experience will trump his truth. And we got to be very careful with that.
Yeah.
Because just because I haven't seen mud go on somebody's eyes and then washed off and then, oh, they can see now. I've never seen someone receive sight like that.
Right.
But I know it happened because I read it in the pages of the Bible, and God is not a man that he should lie, as Numbers 23:19 says. And I hold true to that. If he's not a liar and he is the orchestrator of this book that we hold and we lay our faith on it, or it is the foundation of our faith, then that means that mud went on a blind man's eyes, got wiped off, and then he could see. And I know of people personally right now that did a mission trip to India and watched it for their own eyes, and they were amazed. They have seen that. And I trust that they're not telling me. I don't think they would make that up, knowing them. But, and I've seen miracles happen, but I don't see all of them.
We all walk around saying the scripture, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, do you believe that? That's my question. If you believe that scripture, mm-hmm. he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, what does that mean?
That means he does not change. That means if he did a miracle then, if he did one yesterday, he can do it today. If he did it today, he can do it forevermore. Mm-hmm. And he will.
And just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not happening. There's a lot happening. Did you see all the miracles that happened on Earth today? Mm-hmm. I did not.
I didn't. I wish I could have, because, whoa, that would have been awesome.
I know, right? I wish I had a front row seat.
Yeah, but I don't have that front row seat to that. However, I truly believe in miracles. I truly believe in God. And I know that he can do anything he says he can do. So if he tells me I'm going to do this, I just know that he's going to do it.
I know. If you think of the most trustworthy human that you know, everybody just right now, think of, like, hopefully you can name anybody.
Yeah. But or somebody.
Yeah, somebody.
Not anybody.
Yeah, if you can name somebody or anybody, that's great. But pull up that one human in your mind. Like, you can, if they said it, you believe it. If they said it, you know they're going to follow through. I'm going to be here for you through blank. I'm going to show up at this time. I'm good for blank money. Whoever that is, think of that person. And if you think of that person that you think is so trustworthy is actually fully capable of deceiving you.
Sure.
And has told a lie before because they're not perfect. And it has even told a white lie. Doesn't matter how big and influential it is. They've been deceitful in somewhere, in some place of their life. They are not flawless.
Even if it's on the side that they just didn't tell the full truth because they didn't want to hurt someone's feelings, or they didn't want to get in trouble, or
told a lie with good intentions.
Yeah, with good intentions. It's still a lie.
They're a sinner. You actually shouldn't trust them 100% because nobody is 100% trustworthy because we're all sinners.
Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you're not sure how to turn it into reality? You need Ready, Set, Podcast. They make it super easy to create your own podcast. They can help record, edit, and publish your idea. They have prices to fit any budget and options for both hobbyists and professional podcasters. So if you have an idea, reach out to them for a free consultation on their website or social media at www.readysetpodcast.xyz. Ready, Set, Podcast, turning your brilliant idea into reality.
God is completely in a totally different planet than us.
Yeah.
He is the, he by definition, because of
his character. You mean a totally different category.
Totally different category, yeah. Well, he's a totally different everything from us because he is capable, not just capable, it is in the content of who he is. It is his nature. He cannot deceive.
Yeah.
It's not even possible. It says, with God, all things are possible. Yes, with God, all things are possible, but it is not possible for him to be completely opposite to who he actually is.
That's because if that were possible, then he wouldn't be sovereign. And if he's not sovereign, then he's not God.
Right. So by definition, if you look at his character and you look at ours, he is the only one who can't lie.
Yeah.
So we have no business trusting anybody. We certainly have no business trusting ourselves fully. He's the only one that we can trust. And if he says this is
that
going to come
to pass.
That we
can trust fully.
We can trust fully. Even the most trustworthy human that ever walked the planet, not talking about Jesus, but the most trustworthy human that ever walked the earth is still a flawed individual, mm-hmm. is still a sinful individual capable of that wickedness. And he's not. So whenever he speaks, we should be able to go, okay,
to trust that.
Even though my emotions say, I have not seen that come to fruition, I have not seen that promise take place. If I believe he is who he says he is, I live in that promise. And when you live in that, you live as though it's already happened.
Yeah.
And so you're not distressed about whatever that thing is that's troubling you. If he says, no, this is what's going to happen, or this is, I'm here for you. It does change how you experience life when you know for sure that he's not lying.
And I do know, and I completely understand this because it's not like he tells me everything.
That's,
I mean,
true.
He gives me, he does tell me some things sometimes, but I don't know all the things. And mm-hmm. so
you are not him, as you just said.
Yeah. I completely understand the perspective that you may have if
if you haven't had the experience of God speaking to you.
Sure.
Or if you don't recognize, or if you don't recognize how God speaks to you, because for some people that is, it doesn't come easy for them to recognize when God is speaking to them or how he speaks to them. And he could speak to all of us in many different ways. And what I've found is that he speaks to you in ways that you understand if you're open to it and you allow him to, and you're listening. And you have a relationship with him. You have to cultivate a relationship with him
to be able to discern from another voice, right, as you would say.
It's not just that I heard him speak that to me and I could know that that was him, but I have spent time in relationship with him and I recognize his voice from other voices, you know, for myself.
Yeah.
And we can all do that. He offers that to all of us.
Mm-hmm. And so that is by faith.
Yeah.
Whenever God tells you something, because in Hebrews 11, the Bible talks a lot about, and names the men and women who by faith walked out something that seemed perhaps difficult to believe was going to happen. So,
right.
It starts off by saying, this is in Hebrews 11:3, by faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. So we believe that God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Right.
And obviously there's science and other data that says this happened over this long period of time, and then this was formed and that was formed. Well, yes, that's what science says, but God says, I said, let there be light, and darkness moved to light just like that.
Yep.
And you can rationalize and go, well, okay, maybe in God's time is different than this time. Listen, I don't know exactly how it all happened. I was not there, but I do know this is what God said.
Yes.
He said light, and light appeared. If it appeared in the form of a sun, it just, boom, it either happened. It happened because he said it. And that is what he said. So that's what we go through, even though you could go through all the scientific data that may talk you out of believing that he spoke things into existence, because let's be honest, that sounds a little crazy that God just spoke things into existence and then they appeared. Let me tell you, because we are made in the image of God, you ever speak something into existence, like if we make an agreement with something, or this is what I believe, you carry that on. Words have meaning and power. And I think words have meaning and power because we're from a creator who created with words. And so
that's why the Bible talks about being careful with your words and what you say, and that the tongue is deceitful. And there's a reason that the Bible talks about those things.
Exactly. And I think the enemy, side note, this is just a little side nugget, but I have heard when people use the word manifest, I've manifested this, or God is the only creator of all things. You may create an idea, or you may set an intention, but it is not you that makes it go forth. You know, God decides ultimately what goes forth and what doesn't. He's the sovereign one. You may think because you spoke something that you made an outcome, you know, occur, but in truth, we can speak an intention or a desire,
or we can make an agreement
with the enemy, actually.
Or with God. We can make agreements both ways.
Either way. Yeah, you're right. Good point. So going back to Hebrews 11, it moves on past that to name specific people throughout Scripture that did something or acted in faith. So faith is not just saying, yeah, I believe that's going to happen. These men and women actually acted on that belief system and did things that seemed crazy or seemed like they weren't going to come out in a good, like they weren't going to come out on in God's favor, but they did. So it says in Hebrews 11, verse 4, by faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. And it goes on to explain that. by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Yeah.
That is saying that without faith, if you cannot believe in some of these crazy things that have happened and that are prophesied to happen in Scripture, then you cannot please God.
Yeah.
We should all take notice of that. I've had to repent at certain times whenever he has promised me things, or just promises me in Scripture. He promises me and everyone that he doesn't leave us. So when I feel alone, I'm not really. I feel alone. I'm not actually alone. And when my emotions try to convince me that something that God has told me is a lie, I will sit and wrestle with that. And sometimes I don't come out of it feeling any different.
Yep.
I still feel alone, or I still feel scared, or I still feel anxious, or whatever.
And that's why we say feelings aren't facts.
They're not. And then I have to repent. I'm like, for whatever reason, my body says, you are not telling me the truth. And so, honestly, about this one time I felt that way. And I literally pictured, because I'm visual, I literally pictured him in the room and where I would put him, if, since he's a comforter. I'm like, oh, he'd be right next to me. And he's hearing me, or he knows me. I don't have to explain it to him. And like, I made up a whole scene in my mind that could be true. I don't know exactly where he is, you know, but I made that up for myself, because I was like, this is what's actually happening in some form, in some way. This is what's actually happening. What my eyes actually see is an empty room. But
that's funny.
I know that's not true.
It's funny listening to you talk about that. And if there's any other people out there who are like me that don't really have a mind's eye, they can't. I'm not visual. I can't visualize what you're talking about. So I'm just listening to you, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah, but
it's funny.
That's how I convince myself. When I know that my feelings are lying, I'm like, how can we get y'all on board? How can we convince you? I know what you're seeing is this, or feeling is this, but that is a lie. And then I just wrestle it out. And sometimes I feel differently and it shifts. And sometimes I don't feel, sometimes I don't feel any differently, but I just hold that. I say, okay, my flesh is making me experience this thing, but I know what you said is true. So yeah. Like, it's like, who said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Oh.
I can't remember who said that.
I can't think of who said
that. We'll think of it as soon as we stop recording. Yep. But anyway, it's kind of like that. I do believe you, but there's parts of me that are my experiences.
Oh, I know. It was the one who was wanting, it was the guy who was asking Jesus to cast the demon out of his child.
Oh, okay.
That's who
okay.
it was.
Okay, well, good for you. I did not remember that whatsoever. So
it was in Mark. Jesus said to him, if thou can believe, all things are possible. And that the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief.
Wow, thanks, Holy Spirit. Just drop that right in your little noggin. That is what also is amazing about the Holy Spirit. If you study Scripture and you know Scripture, he will bring it out to you, even if your real thinking brain and remembering brain doesn't work. So that's so cool that he just dropped that in. Oh, thanks, Holy Spirit. So yeah, we need faith. We must have faith to please God. And what these people did, do you want to start with talking about Noah? We talked about Noah some. He had to do something, well, really crazy. Build this ginormous boat.
Yeah. I'm sure his neighbors were like, yeah, that Noah, he's building a boat.
Big old eyesore in front of all the land. You know?
I mean, it didn't rain, but they had seas, so I'm sure that there were boats, but not like that.
Not enough for all of creation to walk up in it. Part of creation to walk up in it. But it says in verse 7, by faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. He went against every single human on the earth. There was not one other family outside of him that believed this was going to happen.
God told him there was going to be a flood. How you have a flood if you've never had rain? They didn't even know what rain was.
Uh-huh, I know.
That's faith.
I know. Say, I don't even have a frame of reference for what you're talking about, but it's about to happen.
You said it's going to flood, build a boat. I'm building a boat because it's going to happen. That is faith.
Yeah. I really want to interview him in heaven and be like, so tell me. Like, how much wrestle did that take to get on board? Like, did you kick and scream?
And maybe none.
Yeah, we don't know.
I would love to know.
I just want to know. Yeah. I'm just a curious mind. I have a lot of people I'd like to interview. Listen, can we go to lunch? I have questions about this story, about these things.
Same with Abraham and Isaac.
Yeah, he had, there were many exercises in faith.
In particular, the one I'm talking about is the sacrifice.
Yeah, Abraham was willing to sacrifice his one and only son.
A promised child at that. God promised him he would give him to him.
And he waited quite a long time to give.
Right.
And when he didn't think that was going to happen, it did. So he has Isaac, his one and only son, who he is telling him, I will give you so many descendants through this son. God asks him to go sacrifice him. And he willingly got Isaac and headed up to the altar to do that.
Yeah.
And he was willing to do it. And I think
this says in 17, it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac, your seed shall be called. That's what you were talking about a minute ago. You're saying this is the child that God promised the lineage of all the earth. And you're wanting me to sacrifice him. But he did. It said, when he did this, he concluded that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he had also received him in a figurative sense. So it went as far as to say that Abraham not only believed him, but he thought, you know what? If God does ask me to sacrifice him, I'll sacrifice him. But I know God will bring him back because God said he was going to be having many nations born from him.
Mm-hmm.
That can't happen if he's not here. So I trust that God, if he does take him this way, he'll bring him back.
Yeah, he's got something planned.
There's something planned, and he already knew God could raise people from the dead, because why? Mm-hmm. It had been talked about before.
Yeah.
There was other instances where God raised people from the dead, and Abraham knew that. That's faith.
Yeah.
That should be also, for us, that should be a sign that he did it before. He can do it again. This is Abraham testifying that God already did this. I already know he can. He can do it again.
Even when it will look like he can't. Or like you just prescribed death to the child you're going to make life out of. Like, this doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. But Abraham believed God. Yeah. We should be so faithful to believe that when God says something, that he's going to do it, even if it doesn't look like we think it should.
Mm-hmm. And you can almost trust that if it looks a little bit nuts, that should be something.
And it might be from God. Yeah. You know, like, it's worth looking into.
Test it, but still, you know, when God speaks, he doesn't lie.
You know, sometimes I think about the fact that a lot of people in Bible times, they lived for hundreds of years. And it was not that big of a deal if they had to wait 40 years to get an answer. And I kind of laugh whenever I read that sometimes, because I think about us and like, how many of us get uncomfortable if God tells us something or promises us something and we have to wait for 6 months? Mm-hmm. Like, could you imagine if you had to wait 40 years to get an answer?
Yeah, and I don't care if I did live 500. 40 is still like a lot of that. I mean, I'd still be complaining.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm so grateful that we live now when we do, where half our life is 40 years. So a lot of times that's not our reality. We don't have to wait that long. I'm not saying that there aren't people that haven't waited that long for God's promises in their life, because I'm certain that there are people that have been given promises from God and that they've had to wait longer periods of time. I'm just, for me and my life and what I've seen in the people's lives around me, I don't see many people having to wait for 40 years for that promise that God's given them. Usually it's sooner than that. However, to hold faith for that long is astonishing to us, because we get impatient with God when he doesn't do what we want him to do in the time that we want him to do it. If he waits 6 months, that's a long time for us. And we're like,
if
his answer is no, we're like, why are we having to wait? Or God, you don't love me, or God, you're not doing what you said you would do. When in fact, that's not the case. It may just be a different answer, or it might be not be in his timing. You know, I'm just grateful that I don't have to be 500 years old. I was just thinking about that in regards to faith, you know, like that's a lot, but God rewards, just going back to faith, God rewards those who believe in him and who have faith with everlasting life and with promises.
Yeah. And that's a promise none of us have received because we're still living.
Exactly.
And that's a promise for us after death. And we have to hold unswervingly to what we profess, because if you believe the God is a God who tells the truth, he promises us that. So we have to live this life in the discomfort and in the waiting and hold to the promise that this is not our home. And so if we're uncomfortable here, we should be. It was prescribed that we would be uncomfortable here because this is not our whole home. This is just a temporary home.
Right.
You know, the song says, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. You know, if we really lived like this is just a temporary dwelling place and I'm living for my eternal home, I will always get to see and have access to God fully and completely one day, just not right now.
Right.
And so sometimes I remind myself, I told you earlier, like whenever my feelings don't align with what God says. One time years ago, I had to get insurance that was super expensive. I was in the insurance place and like tons of people were really distressed because lots of people couldn't afford insurance. And I was just sitting there with the agent and she was just, you could tell she had a bad day because she was dealing out bad news to people all day long. And so she just looked at me like with a very distressed face, like this has been hard. And I said, yeah, where I'm going, there is no insurance. And she just kind of laughed. And I could tell then that she was a believer and she was like, yeah. And I said, yeah, we won't have insurance in heaven, no need for it. Our bodies are going to work all the time. And she was like, yeah. And so we just sat there in that office like, yes, this stinks that we have to pay lots of dollars for coverage we may or may not need just to have it, you know, but it won't be like this later. And I said, yeah. And I say the same thing about taxes and all kinds of things. I'm like, ooh, I'm so glad I don't have to pay taxes whenever I get to heaven, you know. And so it's just a shift in perspective. Everything you don't like about here, good news, if you follow God and you lean into him and you trust his word and you live your life like that is all true, guess what? You come to seek him and you believe in him, all that come to him and say that they believe and actually do believe and live that out. This ain't where we're staying. It's just, we're going home. And that gives me so much comfort.
Yeah. And we just need to know that faith consists of believing when it's beyond the power of reason to believe. Mm-hmm. And that God has equipped us to have faith. Mm-hmm. And he's given us a book that is faith inspiring. Mm-hmm. And if we read that book and we dig into it, then we can, and we build a relationship with him, mm-hmm. then we can have faith and trust in the things that he says.
Yeah. My dad told me recently, after something that was promised came to pass, he said, your faith is troubling. Your faith is troubling to many or troubling to some and inspiring to many. And he said, count me in the many. And I was thinking, if people were reading what I'm reading, they wouldn't be troubled by the faith that I have. And some people have asked me about certain things that I believe that seem a little out there. And it is true that I believe those things. But I honestly think that if those people that had said that had walked in my shoes, I guess not everybody. If you'd walked in my shoes and seen what my eyes have seen and know the God I know, it would be very difficult for you to deny him. Because he keeps showing up in crazy ways to confirm that he is who he says he is. And I'd really be a fool to have experienced him the way that I have and not believe.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it anyway. And I think that is, he wants to show up in everyone's life. You know, some of my clients that I counsel will, we'll talk about how to grow faith or how to try to develop a relationship with God when you don't really have one. And I just ask people, you say this to me all the time and I pass it on to them. So, and all truth comes from God. So thank you, God, for the source. I just say, like, even if you don't know how to develop that, you can say, God, will you just please show me in a way that I can know that prayer that you prayed on 4-4 of episode 1 and 2. We talked about episode 1 and 2. You talk about a huge faith journey that you've been, we've been on together. But you prayed a prayer and you said, God, help me to believe. If you're real and you really love me,
show me in a way that I would understand.
Mm-hmm. Convict me in my way, speak my language. And then he did that.
Yep.
And if you have not listened to those episodes, by all means, please go listen to that. Because if you think God be crazy, we do too. That was the premiere. God has done some crazy things. And those two episodes are, those are some crazy events, but he has been in all of them and he orchestrated all of them. And crazy enough, the way that we even recorded that for this podcast was absolute bananas. Do y'all want to know something? Some behind the scenes? I think we should tell them this. I think it's absolutely ridiculous and hilarious. And the whole premise of the podcast being crazy should, it just makes sense.
It's funny.
So we recorded that episode, I think the night before you went into surgery. You had cancer.
Yeah, I had cancer.
And you're about to go in for,
a partial nephrectomy. There, so they had to remove part of my kidney because I had kidney cancer. Yeah.
And we were up against the wall. Our technology was not working the way we wanted it to. And you were exhausted and you couldn't eat because that's how it works.
Yeah.
And so we were trying to get this podcast recorded.
And I was so tired and I didn't feel good, obviously.
Because you have cancer at this time. And so we're sitting there and I've got all the equipment and you're just laid out on the couch, just trying to make it through the evening, you know, just trying to make it through. It's the wee hours of the morning you go into surgery. And I was like, you have to stay awake. And you are asleep, y'all. Yeah. I am not kidding. If you go back and listen to episode 1 and 2 of season 1, believe it or not, you have to have faith to believe this. She was asleep.
I was sound asleep.
And every time, and you'd be snoring asleep. I was like, friend, you have to wake up and finish this. And you're like, just press record. I was like, I was like cringing, like, oh, God. Please jump in her mouth whenever I press record. Okay. And so I did it and I pressed record and it was a sight to see, guys. Like, you would be out snoring, eyes closed. And as soon as I pressed record, you would just start talking.
I never opened my eyes.
No, you never opened your eyes. Your eyes stayed closed and you were laid out on the couch and I just had the microphone close to your face. And I was doing all the tech stuff, like trying to make sure everything is like all of that was working. And you're just asleep.
Sound asleep.
And then I would pause if something happened or whatever. But for the most part, I mean, not for the most part, for the whole part, actually.
For the whole part, the whole podcast.
You were asleep. And I was like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen about
life. Because it was like if you go back and listen to it, it was like we were having a conversation.
Oh, you wouldn't know.
Whenever I would stop talking, then you would start talking. And then you would, after you'd get done talking, you'd usually pause it because you were like, friend, you have to wake up. Like you said that so many times.
And you're like, I'm good.
Just
press record.
Just press record. Then I would go back to sleep.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea. I think you need to wake up. And she's like, he'll talk for me. I'm like, oh, please God. Please God, talk for her because I just don't think, how is this going to work? And so I was so anxious and like anxious. This is a perfect, I was literally wrestling that whole episode. I was like, I trust you, God. But then whenever I would act in faith and press record and then it would happen and I would witness it just happening as though it was totally just
normal, like a typical conversation that we would have. And that's probably like how it sounded to all of you, but that's not how it went down. So, yeah.
That's just a little tidbit behind the scenes.
That's how we started this crazy journey. And I can tell you, there's lots of other crazy behind the scenes you would probably be surprised to know. But yeah, he doesn't require that. It's kind of cool. He doesn't require that 100% of us feels exactly aligned with what he's doing. We can be a little nervous and still walk out what he says.
Right. And the act of walking out what he says is faith.
It helps build even more faith for the next time.
And from what I was saying in the beginning, you know, that linear version of faith for me, it has changed. Even today, he's shown me how it's not just a straight line of faith. It can look all different ways.
Thanks for listening to the God Be Crazy podcast. If the message of the podcast resonates with you, please make sure to subscribe or follow so that you never miss an episode. We also encourage you to rate and review it on your favorite podcast platform. By doing this, you may help others hear the podcast as well. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or just share it the good old-fashioned way. Talk about it with the people in your life. It is our hope that you will be blessed and strengthened by the truth and crazy love of God.